This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just being involved, being engaged, being on top of things. That helps a lot. And you got to be on top of things. I mean, seriously. And I really do appreciate the time. I know there's a gazillion other stations you could be listening to. And you've chosen this one, and I appreciate it probably more than you know, especially in today's environment. You know, it's funny, we store our videos up on Vimeo, and among other places, because you never know when they're going to pull you down. You know what I'm saying? So I found out today that Vimeo has actually been pulling down, even though we pay for the service. It's a fully paid service. But Vimeo has been pulling down conservative sites. I was unaware. And that's just wrong. And especially where we're paying for it. So it's like I've been telling you for a long time, you know, you're going to have to, at some point in time, if you want to get the message out, you want to hear the message, you want to help us get the message out, listen, I want to thank you. Some of you have donated some money to the show or have signed up to be monthly donors, monthly members. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I never do that. I forget to do that, matter of fact. Do appreciate it, though. But, I mean, I got to tell you something. We are up against it, especially when you're talking about Twitter and Facebook and others pulling down information about the coronavirus of all things. And now Facebook and Google are going to be tracking where you're at. Or Apple and Google, it doesn't matter. They're all tracking you anyway. Nothing new here. I mean, seriously. She hates me. You know that. That's Siri from the phone. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, an article in the Progressive Secular Humanism, or Humanist, excuse me, shows that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said, God did not stop spread of the virus. Why should he? No, seriously, I was getting a kick out of this. You give him no credit whatsoever, but you want to give him all the blame, which I find just amazing. Now, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo tells CNN that our behavior has stopped the spread of the virus, not God. Cuomo speaking, because we're so struck. You know what? Hey, yo, Cuomo, go get your shovel, and let me see you stop the tide from coming in. I mean, seriously. Raise your hands and stop it from, because you're so strong. Bring those people back to life. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo tells CNN that our behavior stopped us, not God. Cuomo, speaking with CNN's Alyssa Camerata, spoke about the current coronavirus pandemic and how he plans to move forward. He said, look, anyone who tells you, Alyssa, I know what comes next, doesn't even understand the question. Let alone have the answer. Nobody has been here before. This is totally uncharted territory. Not totally true. We've had pandemics before. And you're right. You have different peaks. in a curve in different areas. So we're not talking about the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks. We're talking about months. We're talking about a phase to reopen, the safe reopening. We're talking about a reopening that has a public health plan. You know, it's funny how these guys are. Again, wasn't Cuomo talking about, his Catholic faith at one time? God this and God that. God wouldn't want us to leave people on the street hungry. Right? We're talking about a reopening that is public health care plan and economic plan, totally coordinated. Our behavior has stopped to spread the virus. God did not stop to spread the virus. And what we do, what we act on, will dictate how this virus spreads. We changed the directory of the virus. Cuomo cautioned that easing COVID-19 restrictions too soon, well, because he's God, he knows everything, right? He's the one who stopped it. Right? I want to get out of the house, trust me, everybody does, but if you move too quickly and not smartly, you'll see the numbers go right back up again. How does he know this? Does he have a crystal ball? A link to God? Cuomo's right, prayers do not affect the virus. Some imaginary God does not affect the virus, but people, human behavior, can and do affect the virus. It's according to the writer, not according to Joe Messina, so put your stones down. Yesterday, speaking during a press briefing about the number of people infected with the virus, the governor said something similar, declaring, "The number's down because we brought the number down. God did not do that. Fate did not do that. Destiny did not do that. A lot of pain and suffering did that." You know, if you were so right, then why aren't all the people dead that you said were going to die? Why aren't you using all the beds you said you needed? Seriously. I mean, these guys act like they're so on it because they had a win at something. It was like 100% of what they had to say or do. It's just amazing to me how smart they are. And this is the left. Remember, this is the left. How smart they are. Well, many had no problem with Cuomo's refreshing honesty, right, concerning the importance of an imaginary God. Some were disturbed by Cuomo's honesty. Now, it's funny. Now, remember, this is in the Progressive Secular Humanist, a publication that we should all read and get to love. Cuomo's making a critical mistake here, mocking God. This is the same guy who lit up one of the World Trade Center to celebrate the passing of a no-restriction partial birth abortion law. I mean, just sick, man. Sick, man. I wonder if he has a statue of Satan in his living room? I'm just asking. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's buttons!
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved, get engaged. Don't just sit there, I don't know, drooling all over yourself. I mean, get something accomplished, seriously. We sit around. I was saying it the other night. I was saying our Facebook warriors, God bless you guys for wanting to do a fight on Facebook, but it gets you absolutely nowhere. I got to keep it clean. Let me see. It's like trying to keep the tide back, you know, at the beach. You know what I'm saying? I mean, other than that, I don't even know what to tell you. But let me bring him on because I always enjoy his time with us, and yeah, I don't know how he stands me anymore. Alfonso Rachel, or Zoe Rachel, as we know, and host of the Zopian Den. God, I love that. always a pleasure to have you with me. Before we get into our conversation, before I welcome you on, tell people where they can find your show, how they get a hold of you.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and they can find the Zoloft, the Zopian Den, my music project, 20-Pound Sledge, you know, just some knucklehead stuff that I'm up to up on there, man. And how bad of a stealth promoter am I? I don't even have any of my mugs to sip from. I just had to boogie on up in here, man, and get online, but I don't have my mugs to show off, man. And anyway, we got mugs on my website. You guys should get one.
I thought you said you got mugged on your website. I'm sorry, you got mugs on your website. Got it. All right. No problem.
That would take us cyber criminals to a whole new level. And it's like, this is a stick up. What's that? What?
All right. So listen, I know you and I are on the same page with this stuff. And this, I've been crawling out of my skin all afternoon. Couldn't wait to talk about this today. And where Governor Cuomo has decided that he is the Almighty. Take a listen. You're gonna love this one. Let me see. We hit that button. Hopefully it'll work.
The number is down because we brought the number down. God did not do that. Fate did not do that. Destiny did not.
So apparently now Governor Cuomo is God, and he knows the right thing to do, and he knows what it takes to fix this thing. So then why did he let so many people die?
Right. Well, see, now in that's where God is going to take the blame. Right? It's like, may not have saved them, but God is the one who allowed all those people to die. That's usually how it's like. People are usually slow to thank God, but quick to blame them if they're going to, you know, mention him at all.
Oh, yeah. That's what funny. I said the same thing. I said, isn't it hilarious that when bad things happen, it's always God doing it, right? It's God making it happen and all this other stuff. And why would he let that happen? And when something good happens, God didn't do any of that. We did that. Man did that. We're great. We're great. We're good people.
But, man. But you know, man, I'm hoping. I reckon that, you know, that you'd be praying along with me. It's like, you know, we you know, the Lord Himself says, man, it's like, look, I don't delight in the destruction of the wicked. I would much more prefer them see the light and live. And you know, man, I hope that the light does go on with a lot of these people, man, because you know, a lot of Democrats claim to be God-fearing, church-going Democrats. You know, even though they're caught up with idolatry, they don't know the one true God. They've got their Jesus is seriously an imaginary friend, especially if they're voting for Democrats. But if they really believe in God the way that they say, they should. I mean, we already saw it, man. What was it? That one DNC man when they were voting to put God back in the their platform, right?
Yep.
And they booed that down. It's like, well, what'd you take them out for in the first place? Well, I'm kind of glad that they did. Because, you know, whatever God that you guys are worshiping ain't Yahweh. But they booed it down, which should have been a big indicator to so-called God-fearing Democrats. And now you've got this Cuomo dude saying this, man, the red flag should be going on for real with Democrats claiming to be Christians.
Well, look at Nancy Pelosi, who is 100% into post or partial birth abortions and doesn't have a problem with any of that, but claims that her Catholic upbringing, her Catholic belief keeps her from hating people. Well, I guess if she keeps her from hating people, maybe she doesn't consider babies people yet.
You know? Well, that's the key, man. That's the key. It's like, well, you can't, they're not people yet, so I can't really hate them. And which, you know, kind of reminds me of something that I say often when these Democrats keep talking about we need to save the planet for future generations. I'm like, what do you care about future generations? If a kid is not born yet, what do you care? You don't consider them children or humans, so what do you care if the planet is still here for them?
I know, it's just amazing. And they don't, they're so blinded to what they believe. They don't see the hypocrisy right in front of their face. It's coming right at them, and they're going, oh, no, no, that ain't it. Nope, that ain't it. You know, it's just
God bless. Yeah, man, it's, you know, the word says, man, woe to those who don't know bitter from sweet. I'm going to keep saying it, man, because the Bible done already called it out. You know, woe to those that don't know bitter from sweet, light from dark, you know, good from evil. These people really don't know. Their perspective is they're just, they're spiritually dyslexic people. And, man, this, you know, I hadn't heard about this Cuomo thing until you mentioned it, man. That's why I tune into you for the news, because I didn't know about this stuff, man. And, man, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking. You know, it's like, you know, I want to make a joke out of it, but it's like, man, I'm going to have to pray to make a joke about it, because it's sad. It's really sad that, you know, this nut, it's like, God has nothing to do. Really? Really? So you don't even thank God for maybe even giving the wisdom? You don't thank God for fortifying people with the skill to be able to do anything like that? Not even that? Okay.
No, you're right. You're so right. And they forget all of that. You know, the talents to do these things. You know, and the stuff that I always have fun with, I think you've heard me say it, is that, you know, science, God created science. I mean, some of you are shocked at that. It's not the other way around. That God created science, right? Right? And H2O equals water because God says, you know what? H2O is going to equal water. That's why it does that. So when these guys are in there and they're coming up with the drugs, a lot of these drugs root from plants and trees and stuff like that. Who made those? Who put that together? Who gave you the ability and the brain cells and the IQ and the ability to reason that the other animals, that animals don't have? God did all that. So does he get any credit here
at all?
That's right, man. I mean, seriously. So,
no, and you know, and to your point, man, even more than that, not only did God create science, God is science. That's what he is, the all-knowing. He is the omniscience. He's the all-science. He's all of it.
Yep.
So, you know, and yeah, just like you said, man, they're only making discoveries. God is the one who orchestrated all this sort of stuff that they're just discovering. You know, everything that they try to act like they've got this new claim on, say, like, look, man, I can flip to the first pages of the Bible. I can show you where God had already called this out. It's like he's already done it. And, you know, even with, you know, when Cuomo is talking about, you know, the curve flattening, it's like God had already gave the statutes, man, on how to keep from spreading disease.
Yep.
He had already said that. You guys are catching up late, you know?
I get the biggest kick out of that stuff. I mean, you talk about dietary things, things that are bad for you, for putting in your body. You can find all of that in the Bible if people just take time to read it. Even if you didn't, you know, I don't mean it this way, but even if you didn't believe in God, okay, if you read that book, you would find out there are so many truths in dietary and in health and other things, but you're just too proudful to read it. We'll be back in a minute. Chobo Senior Host, when we come back, we're going to talk about the California county that banned singing in churches during live stream services. We'll be back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says governors will be able to implement their own plans in reopening their own states from coronavirus shutdowns.
Governors will be empowered to tailor an approach that meets the diverse circumstances of their own states. Every state is very different.
In a White House briefing, the president also says states will receive government support throughout the process.
If they need to remain closed, we will allow them to do that. And if they believe it is time to reopen, we will provide them the freedom and guidance to accomplish that task.
Treasury Department and IRS officials are working to distribute all of the stimulus checks to eligible Americans as promised. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that many Americans did not get their checks or got the wrong amount. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
She kissed me.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, at least I know somebody's listening because I get messages from time to time. Always a big deal. Anyway, I really do, you know, I love having this guy on with me. I know you do too because as the weeks go on, you keep telling me more and more how much you enjoy him and you enjoy our conversation. You know, it's really funny how people say they're sick and tired of hearing about God. They're sick and tired of hearing about this, that, and the other thing. Yet, every time we're doing God stories on the show, every time we're talking about God and the things that he's doing in people's lives and things that are going on in the world, I get more emails and more comments then than I do about everything else or anything else that I do. So, you know, I'm glad he's with me. Alfonso Rachel. Zoe Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always love having him on, having a good time with him and talking about the Constitution from a godly standpoint, what we're supposed to be doing, how should we should be in there and fighting and get off the keyboard and actually go out and do something. Anyway, Zoe, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time, man.
All right, on, man. And, you know, and I reckon folks dig it, man, because we don't be doing no ear tickling up in here, man. We be doing that ear grabbing like grandma used to do when you were in church.
Oh.
Get that ear. Say, boy, sit your down. And listen to what the word of God has to say, yeah. You know. And then you look back on it, that's right, grandma. You get that ear. Yeah, that's right.
I got one shh in church. And the next thing you heard the second time was... Like, yes, bro.
Anyway. It's nice when you can look back on it, though. It's nice when you can look back on it and say, yeah, I deserved it, too. I did.
Oh.
I did.
Listen, I am thankful every day that I'm still alive because my grandma should took me out plenty of times. So, anyway. Hey, listen, California County now is, if you don't think that this is an out-and-out, the Democrats are taking advantage of an out-and-out assault on, and I'd say, some people would say religion. I'm going, no, Christianity. It is all on Christianity at this particular point in time. So this county has been accused of violating the integrity of Christian worship after banning churches from singing while they record videos on their services. Right? I guess we can't have people. Home Depot said now they won't be selling, won't allow you to buy flowers, right? Because God forbid you're planting flowers, you're giving praise to God for those flowers growing, you're singing. I mean, we can't have happy people. Mendocino County issued the ban on Friday just in time for Easter, and they declared that there was to be no singing in churches for live stream videos and wind instruments. are also banned. Why? Because they could spread coronavirus through the projected droplets of the wind instruments.
You
can't smoke enough crack for this to make sense, right? Am I wrong?
No, that's a good analogy, man. That's definitely a good analogy. That's a crack smoking policy that they got going on out there. And I figured that's where they were going with this, is like, you know, the projection of the droplets and all that sort of stuff. And I mean, I don't get the whole live streaming thing. It's like, do they think you're going to catch a virus through the email or something like that? I mean, you do catch a virus, but not that kind.
That's right.
You know, especially if you're looking up like child porn, like, you know, like Podesta style or anything like that. Anyway, I better be careful saying that, you know. they're watching us.
Yes. I don't get this. I mean, seriously, there's got to be sitting around a room all day long. I mean, talking about how do we stop those people from worshiping? How do we stop them from getting, look, I still go into Lowe's. They get that plastic screen up, right? But I want you to think about something. Mm-hmm. I touched the same keypad that the other 200 people in front of me touched, right? When the girl's handing me my stuff, I'm reaching around the screen, touching the bag that she touched. She's taking the credit card from my hand that I've touched. I'm not a scientist. I barely made out of high school. I'm thoroughly confused. Mm. Help me out, Zoe.
Man, I tell you, man, you know, this whole thing about non-essential stuff, meanwhile, you got Democrats who want to go on and on about the First Amendment. You know, they have this deep affection and affinity for the First Amendment. Meanwhile, they overlook the first right of the First Amendment, which is the right to free religious exercise. And that religious exercise is mainly talking about Christianity, because Christianity is the only faith that actually respects the balance of liberty. Jesus is the author of liberty, so he knows the full balance of it. So that's the one we're talking about. The reason why I'm saying that is because, you know, you're going to call church a non-essential thing, even though that you guys love the First Amendment. And on top of that, you can't trust the church to take the same precautions. Like I said, these people make fun of us Christians because of the ordinances that are in the Old Testament, the ordinance of hygiene and stuff like that. You know, all the hand washing and the ceremony, the hand washing, all that sort of stuff, and the diets and the mixing of fabrics and not spread infection, all that sort of stuff. They clowned us for that. Now they don't trust us to do that in the church. They'll trust these other businesses to do that. But you don't trust the church, the thing that's protected in the first right of the First Amendment to have this free religious exercise. You don't trust us to do that? Weird, man.
No, and it's getting worse. I mean, the places you never thought you'd see problems with this, right? Kentucky, Mississippi. You know, these are states. These are, remember, we used to refer to them as being in the Bible Belt. Remember that? Right?
Yeah.
And the Bible Belt people apparently can only pull the lever for an atheist. It seems like that's the only thing they can pull off, you know? So,
you know why?
Go ahead.
If I may, this is why, man, and I've been saying this for a long time, because, you know, the southern states, man, those red states, they're red states now, right? But you know how they clown us Californians? You know, you need to get away from the left coast. You need to get away from California and stuff like that.
Yep.
And I'm like, y'all need to be careful, man, because liberalism strikes anywhere. And it will come to get you. The crazy will get to you. And I'm going to take it a step further. Those states that be talking about California, they need to remember that they were Democrats far longer than they were Republicans. They've got to be careful because they might be reverting back to what they were.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. I really hadn't thought about it that, but that is a great point. But, you know, it goes back to I have this thing where I tell people, and I say, look, if you pray over your food, like you know, giving thanks for your food and what have you, and you get sick, you're one of those guys that seems to have food poisoning all the time, are you really believing what you're praying over? Are you really believing that God can protect you from that? I mean, seriously, and that's kind of the idea I get. Now, I don't want to paint with a broad brush because we have Georgia stations and Florida stations, and I'm not trying to, but I do notice that those people, some of those holier-than-thou people, are the ones that really don't believe what they go to church for every Sunday. You know, to be, and I don't even know if they're opening it during the week, but I have one guy actually tell me he was a Christian. You ready for this one? You're going to fall out of your chair. He was a Christian, but he didn't believe the stories of the Bible.
Mm. Okay, I'm falling out.
So you have based your life on a fairy tale by the name of Christ. Because you don't believe anything in the Bible. Help me out, because I'm definitely not the smartest guy in the room. And man, a lot of people like that.
Smart enough, man. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, man. So you already got the fear, so you in good smarts, man. You know, it's funny, because there are Christians that are like that. They'll say that the Bible is allegory. But they'll believe, like, in the virgin birth, and they'll believe in the death and resurrection of Christ. And I'm like, that's illogical. How are you going to believe in these things that are physically impossible, but you don't believe in the other stuff? That doesn't make any sense. But, you know, the thing is, man, you know, when we pray over our food, and this was a statue, you know, with God and the priest. And that's what we're supposed to be, man. We're supposed to be priests, ambassadors for the kingdom. And hand washing was part of it. You came before the Lord with clean hands. You came before the Lord with clean feet. You know, your feet can walk you to evil, or they can walk you in the path of righteousness. So you want to make sure that you have this meditation and reflecting on why you're washing your feet, why you're washing your hands, because your hands can either embrace evil or your hands can embrace good. So you want to have that prayerful time in washing your hands. You want to make sure that your countenance and your mind is clear, receiving the Lord in thanks. And then eat, you know? So, but no, we corny Christians are a bunch of superstitious, you know, fairy tale believers. But now look at these people religiously washing their hands.
Oh, yeah. I'm just loving this stuff. I really am. It's like, all right, so now you got the Kentucky governor. Kentucky! I mean, God's country! Kentucky governor, Andy Beshear, a Democrat, good, solid Democrat, okay? He made good on his threat to punish the members of the small Baptist church who defied his order, right? You better not go there or else. And apparently what he did was he had the police write down all their license plate numbers. Now, originally he was going to fine them. But he was told that that was kind of like draconian, and he really couldn't do that, and he was going to get fought on. So what he's done now is he said, if you want to avoid the fine, you have to self-quarantine for 14 days. You have to sign an agreement that you'll take your temperature every day, yet you will not go shopping. I was like, really? Thank you, comrade, Comradsky. We'll be back in a minute. We got to go for break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with us. Just really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. But let's forget that number. I want to get with my guest. I always love having him on the show with me. Zoe Rachel joins me. He is the host of the Zopium Den and so much more. Before we get into the conversation, tell him where to find you and how to get your music.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, where I have the Zoloft, the Zopium Den, 20-pound sledge. So if you guys want to go there, check out and see what we got to offer there, I'll be looking for you.
Every time you say the 20-pound sledge, I think of the, what's his name, Thor, you know? You see with that big sledgehammer in his hand. You know? I think I got to get you a picture like that. You got the big gold locks, you know, with that hammer and your face on that thing. That would be great. So, I know. I wait too
sure,
much time
in
my
hands. Sure, I can see
how Thor comes to mind. Anyhow. So, listen, I mean, this, again, all this craziness going on. You've got, what are they, you brought up a good point during the break. So here you got the, Trump kind of says that he's got total authority, total power to do certain things, and the Dems go crazy. What does he think he is, God? We already have Cuomo.
Right?
Right?
Cuomo just, I think he just stepped up to it and says, no, it was the God Cuomo.
Yes.
Not yeah. God, whoever that, you know, that guy is in your Bible comic book, whatever that is. I, Cuomo, have brought it into this. Us, you know. When Trump said what he said about his authority being total, he wasn't exactly wrong. And I hear that he walked that back, too. That's what I hear. I haven't seen
it. It came out wrong. For all intents and purposes, it just came out wrong. But go ahead.
I can see where people are going to take it as it came out. But it's like, you know, look at the context of it. I'm not trying to defend Trump on every angle. I'm just saying that they need to look at the context of it. And before conservatives even be ready to walk this back, this is what Trump is saying. I'm the chief law enforcement officer of the United States. Okay, my job is to enforce the supreme law of the land. If a state is infringing on the people's rights, you got your state's rights and all that sort of stuff, but you do not have the right to deprive people of their God-given rights as spelled out in the supreme law of the land. You don't have the right to do that. And when you do, my authority is total. I can come into your state and I can intervene. Democrats haven't liked the president doing that since Lincoln. Okay? Lincoln's authority was total to come in and just say, hey, you can't be depriving these people of their rights, man, and if you don't stop, we're going to go to war. So what Trump was saying is, look, these people have a right to pursue happiness. Right now, in the name of your so-called protection, your protections right now are becoming more of a detriment to the thing you're supposed to be protecting people from. And they have the right to pursue happiness, and you're infringing upon that. And if you don't let up, my authority is total to come in and pull you off them.
Look what happened in the South during segregation, right? Didn't the president send troops in there to make sure that the kids were able to go to school? My God, I mean, there's a perfect example. Oh, that was a Democrat governor, wasn't it? I got kind of confused for a second. What?
Yes, it was a Democrat governor, and it was a Republican president.
Yeah.
Eisenhower, who did the same thing. And actually, I think even Kennedy.
Yes.
Kennedy did the same thing. Kennedy, when he was a senator, he was actually against the Civil Rights Bill. But I think as president, he started to change his tune. I think, you know, if Kennedy would have kept going the way that he was going, because it looked like he was starting to reform his ideas on race. And I think going along if he would have continued on his trajectory, he probably would have became a Republican because, you know, he didn't stick with Lyndon Johnson, I don't think. Lyndon Johnson stayed a racist.
You know, what's really funny about all that is if I know there's not many people that know history anymore, but if you think about the plight of the Irish and the Italians for that matter, but the Irish, how badly they were treated when they came to this country. You know, they were ditch diggers and they were looked down upon. They were the dregs of society. And you would think that they would have the wherewithal to go, you know what, we didn't like being treated like that. We were treated less than human. You know, we shouldn't allow any other human to be treated that way. But no, you know, they get the few bucks, they become Democrats, they go through the elitism thing, and all of a sudden they know better than everybody. I've always found that to be just totally amazing. And FDR, what people forgot, isn't he the one that interned Japanese and Germans and Italian-Americans? And I go down a whole list, right, of people that he stuck in internment camps because they might be a problem.
Democrats are funny looking like that. They want to keep accusing America of racism and stuff like that. All the bitterness and how America is scarred with racism is everything the Democrats did. They're the one who instituted it all. I mean, I even was, you know, saying a little while ago when, you know, they're accusing us of being racist, you know, for China. And I'm like, the history of racism with the Democrats in China has been, and Asians in general, has gone back since the 1800s. It was the Democrats who put in the Anti-Cooley Act. You know, it was a Democrat who dropped the bomb on Japan, you know, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That was a Democrat who did that. It's like, where do you guys get this track record of calling us Republicans who are these warmongering, racist, anti-Asian people? That's just not us.
No, but you got me started, by the way. If you notice, I have my TRS mug up in the screen, right? Because you didn't bring yours.
Nice.
I had to bring mine. You know what I'm saying? So, all right, so this shows you where the Dems are at. I love throwing these stories at you because I see in your face like, oh, my God, that can't be real. Sophie Lewis, a scholar at the Brooklyn Institute for Social Research and frequent speaker at the American universities, she wrote an article suggesting that the coronavirus pandemic should really push Americans to decide to abolish the family. So, you should. Well, wait a minute. I hope Democrats take that to heart. But go ahead, anyway.
She's kind of late. You know, Democrats have been doing that for a while. Heard about the Great Society thing. I guess maybe she didn't get the memo. But all that stuff was engineered to destroy, you know, the family. You know, all these Democrat policies, they've been at that for a while because they want the state to be not just the nanny. They want the state to be God. And she's in perfect alignment, like, you know, because we talk about, you know, the spiritual and biblical applications of this. You know, man, there's a reason why God says you shall have no other gods before me. Because when he's talking about, and that is a nice looking mug, by the way. When God says you shall have no other gods before me, he's not only talking about the spiritual aspect of it, but when he's talking about these gods, they're not just gods spiritually, but they're gods not in a deistic sense. They're gods in terms of actual authority, institutions of influence, the state. And God is saying you shall have no other gods before me. That includes the government. And not only that, you are not to let anybody make you worship them. You're not supposed to be made to submit to the state before me. So there's a reason why that's put in there for a reason. And this person is proving it, because this person is talking about these things should be used and policies made to break up the family.
Yeah, and to your point, they've been going after this forever. This is something, yeah. I mean, they're just so excited about this in so many ways. It drives me nuts. Because there's no there's no reason for this. We're not bothering them. It's really funny how the tolerant left is so intolerant, and really most Christians that you know and I know are tolerant in the sense that, look, you want to live together, that's between you and your person you're living with and God. Not between me, you, God, and 15 other people. But not them. You can't worship out loud. God forbid you say anything about God. Don't have that Bible out where I can see it. And they're the tolerant ones. I'm confused, so. I'm so confused.
Not as confused as they are, but for them, confusion is normal. That's just how they're wired. That's who they are. And, it's a strange thing, man. It's one of those things where, you know, we're looking at it, and it's like, how can you not get it? And when it's so obvious, and the only logical explanation to me is that it's spiritual. You know, it's just something beyond something that even the sciences of the mind can explain. You look at it, it's like, man, how can you not see this? They just don't.
Think about something. The Bible talks about greeting each other with a holy handshake, a holy kiss, physical contact, if you would, right, for all of us with each other. If you think about everything that's gone down in the last couple of years, it is a direct assault on what God wants from his family. It's a direct assault on, you know, worshiping him, praying to him, touching each other, and you know I mean that in the most sincere way, right? We're human beings. God made us to hold each other up, to work with each other, to help each other out. I can't do that through Zoom.
Yeah, and this is coming from a person who's rather antisocial myself. I'm really quite a hermit, but you know, right? What is that? What's that saying? Introverts Anonymous.
No, my pastor used to make fun of me. You put me in front of the church to greet people. I don't hug people.
I'm not a touchy feely kind of I'm a hermit, man. I really am. But man, even this, I'm like, no, man, no. You don't deprive people of this. You know, that's not the kind of people that we are. And the Word of God tells us, man, in these days the love of each other will grow cold. It tells us, man, that we will just be lovers or something. We're gonna be loving by ourselves, man. That ain't healthy.
Just nuts. And it all started with FaceTime, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Joe, real quick, where can they find you?
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, the Zoloft, the Zopium Den, 20 pounds lead.
Well, coming up next, Dr. Joel Wallach is going to join me. We're going to talk about how you can beef up your immune system to beat the virus. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.